Matt Greenwood speaking to Brock Inman, quarterback of the Fox Warriors and our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game for the 17-14 Fox victory over the Festus Tigers. Brock, I mean, man, what a tough game. I mean, it hurt us up at the broadcast booth just listening to some of these tackles. Yeah. What was it like to experience this victory today?
It was really fun and exciting. I just had a really great time with my teammates.
All right, so our play of the game was the Chase Maxey throw, which involves you in a fashion,
right.
In a sense. You take the snap. Mm-hmm. That's important, yeah. You know, and you hand it off to Chase Maxey. Yeah. That's also very important.
Right.
It all works together. Chase Maxey throws it to Pizzoni. Pizzoni brings it down. A couple of plays later, you kick the game-winning field goal. Just take us – well, we'll start with the play. When Coach Tinker said, hey, this is a play we're going to run, what was kind of running through your head?
I was like, oh, yeah, that's going to work. We're gonna score, like, at least get close to scoring.
Yeah,
it was very exciting.
Cool. And you weren't disappointed at all that you weren't gonna be throwing the football?
Well, what's best for the team? That's all that matters.
I know, I'm just joking. But all right, so you know, Chase Maxey makes the throw. Maybe you give him a little something for kind of a weird looking throw, but he was getting hit as he threw, so we'll pardon him for that. But after that play, you know what it's coming down to. You try to run it up the middle. They tackle you middle of the field. You guys have to hurry up and spike the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it took a second. Or you guys were able to do that properly and what have you.
Yeah.
Lining you up for a field goal. But now let's move on to talking about that, just that whole getting set up for that 22-yarder.
I mean, it's not really a long kick, so I wasn't worried too much about it. So, but when I kicked it, it was kind of scary when it was that low. So, yeah.
Yeah, it fluttered a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we looked down and we saw that the reaction of your teammates was elation. That must have been pretty nice to get a hug from them.
Yes, it was amazing. I love my teammates.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did y'all say anything that's appropriate for radio?
Let's go, or way to lead it. Way okay. to lead the team.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right. You're a player of the game because you soaked up 128 rushing yards, and all of them were very important for you today. And just, you know, running this offense. I know for a few plays, Jake Pizzoni came in place of you. Are you allowed to say what that reasoning was for? Did you just need a break?
I guess I just needed a break, but we're good.
Okay. As far as the 128 yards go, what are you most proud of about your performance today?
Just keeping my head up and continuing to play the game.
Okay. Have you ever received a Player of the Game award before?
No, I have not.
Do you like to go to Farmington?
I mean, I might drive out there.
Hey, you have a reason now, right? Free entree?
Right, yeah.
All right, man. Well, congratulations on the win, being player of the game, and looking forward to following some more Fox football the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right, Brock Inman, our Applebee's player of the game, as Fox beats Festus 17-14. Courtesy of that man right there, 22-yard field goal with 16 seconds left to win it for the Warriors as he joins us here today.